The Cuban Missile Crisis is getting played out in movie theaters. 13 Days stars Kevin Costner as President Kennedy's political aide, Kenny O'Donnell. Costner is also one of the film's producers. Henry Sheehan has a review.
Throughout 13 Days, director Roger Donaldson returns again and again to shots of the movie's three main protagonists, President John F. Kennedy, his brother, Attorney General Robert Kennedy, and his longtime political advisor, Kenny O'Donnell. Whether the three are gathered in the Oval Office or huddled together on a White House porch, their intense discussions are marked by glances that each of the men shoot off into an unseen distance. They are clearly under siege, and given the way the scenes are shot, we are under siege with them. What lurks in that unseen distance, of course, is the Cuban Missile Crisis, the nuclear-armed confrontation that began in October 1962 when a high-flying U-2 spy plane took pictures of Russian missiles being set up on Cuban soil. But 13 Days comes up with another foe for the Kennedys and their loyal friend O'Donnell, a cabal of their very own cabinet secretaries, military chiefs, and security aides. This group, made up of historical figures such as Dean Acheson, Generals Maxwell Taylor and Curtis LeMay, and National Security Advisor McGeorge Bundy, want the Kennedys to respond to the Cuban crisis with force, whether or not that leads to all-out nuclear war. The Kennedys, on their part, want to find another solution, short of catastrophe, but far from appeasement.
I can tell you, right now, I don't see any way around hitting them.
If we hit them, kill a lot of Russians, they'll move against Berlin. All right, they attack Berlin, that's NATO, and we're at war.
Well, damned if we do, but if we don't, we're in a war for sure somewhere else in 6 months.
Well, if there are alternatives that make sense, and I'm not saying that there are, then we need them, and we need them fast.
All right, what about Congress? Now, I think we may need to start letting key people know, and they're all scattered across the country for the campaign.
We can get Congress back.
We're going to need to get the UN stopping and warmed up. What about the allies?
We can't start worrying about everything right now. We got to figure out what we're going to do before we worry about how we're going to do it.
The choice, obviously, was the now famous blockade, a show of force that immediately stopped the flow of missiles into the island and demonstrated U.S. resolve. Some White House veterans of the crisis have levied criticism against the movie for elevating the role of O'Donnell, who is the movie's central focus when in fact he was peripheral to the crisis. That may be true, but O'Donnell is a handy figure for an audience partly because he wasn't in the middle of things. He was a sharp observer keeping an eye out for his boss's political interests. And in explaining those interests to Kennedy, he simultaneously explains them to the audience. O'Donnell is played by Kevin Costner, which naturally gives his figure a heft that other characters, played by lesser-known actors, don't have. Bruce Greenwood plays JFK and Stephen Culp brother Bobby with efficient and appealing impressionism, though they disappear within the pop culture contours of their characters. The same can be said of Dylan Baker's Robert McNamara, Kevin Conway's Curtis LeMay, or just about anyone else in the movie. Only Costner supersedes his character, playing not so much a Boston-bred political strategist, so much as a familiar Costner type, the ordinary family man called upon to serve in extraordinary circumstances. The movie's other historical distortion has garnered less comment. By limiting itself to the 13 days when the Kennedy administration formulated and carried out its blockade plan, the movie oversimplifies the situation. Castro, for example, is barely mentioned, and Cuba itself is dealt with as a mere launching pad rather than as an ongoing Kennedy sore point. Costner's presence and the movie's episodic limitation of events brings us back to those recurring shots of the two Kennedys and Costner huddled together. They look, for all the world, like two Earp brothers in Doc Holliday, as depicted in many movies, including one starring Costner. They don't make Westerns much anymore, but you can't kill a genre so linked to the country's idea of itself. 13 Days duplicates the action of a Western in the way it automatically identifies with its three heroes, in its constrictions of time and space, and with a narrative structure that depicts both a big enemy without and deadly rivals within. And it's a pretty good Western. The acting is uniformly solid, and Donaldson and screenwriter David Self have done a good job of integrating military action scenes with the desktop confrontations. 13 Days is so entertaining, in fact, that you might not even notice how it slips so easily into national myth-making.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register. This is Fresh Air.